My name is Larry Jerome Williams, number G61205. I'm currently housed in the San Quentin Adjustment Center. First, let me say I send my condolences to all the families in the world, free or incarcerated, that have lost their loved ones due to the COVID-19 global pandemic. My prayers are with you all. I too am infected with COVID-19, and I believe it was because of negligence and a lack of caring on the part of San Quentin correction officers and administration. I thought I was going to die due to COVID-19 causing me to have low blood pressure several days in a row, and medical staff telling me that they don't want me to crash and have a heart attack or heart failure. I suffered other symptoms as well. By the grace of God, I am recovering slowly but surely. Let me say this. I fear COVID-19, and I've never feared anything my whole life other than God. This COVID-19 disease is terrible, as well as the pandemic it has caused, but it has given a voice to the voiceless and brought a bright light to the crime scene known as CDCR and its 30-plus facilities. CDCR boasts on its website that they know how to deal with outbreaks and have protocols in place just in case the pandemic hits CDCR. But as you see by the numerous prisons COVID-19 hit and the crisis CDCR placed upon themselves at San Quentin, it was just words as usual. They, CDCR, don't want to face reality that an effective way to deal with the COVID-19 crisis in CDCR is through releasing inmates from the already overpopulated, swollen prison system to create some type of true form of social distancing, which is very impossible in CDCR's current state. CDCR was ordered by the Marin County Department of Public Health to stop bed moves at San Quentin to stop the spread of COVID-19. But on July 1st, 2020, I witnessed San Quentin officers move four inmates that had recently tested negative for COVID-19 back to South Block to Alpine Unit, where there are a high number of positive COVID-19 cases. On July 2nd, 2020, San Quentin officers came and moved my neighbor, Mark Silk, number F55017, who is a 68-year-old high-risk medical inmate, back to South Block Badger Unit, where he was originally diagnosed with COVID-19. Inmate Silk had recently tested negative for COVID-19, but was still moved back to Badger Unit, which is the epicenter of the COVID-19 outbreak in San Quentin. CO McLean told inmate Silk prior to being moved that, quote, Badger Unit was 100% infected with COVID-19, but San Quentin had been cleared to do bed moves, and some lady from the Marin County Department of Public Health was coordinating the bed moves, end quotes. It's like they, CDCR, are experimenting with inmates. Why would they, San Quentin, send inmate Silk and the others, they, San Quentin, moved back to South Block to be housed among COVID-19 infected inmates in open bar cells, recirculated air, and those inmates are no longer infected? Is it an experiment to see if their bodies built up antibodies and will resist the disease? I don't know. I do know inmate Silk was deathly afraid to move, but didn't refuse for fear of retaliation and fear of receiving a CDCR RVR, rules violation report, which could extend his stay in CDCR and possibly negate his chances of going home early on his Prop 57 date in May of 2021. Even though San Quentin and the Marin County Department of Public Health could be sending inmate Silk and the others to a possible reinfection and a possible death sentence, that San Quentin and Marin County Department of Public Health will be culpable of should either or both happen, they show they don't care by allowing the move to take place anyway. CDCR could have left inmate Silk and the inmates that were moved off of my tier here because the cells they were housed in are still empty as I write this letter. We are human beings that have rights, but we're being treated like pawn scum. We didn't bring this infectious disease into CDCR institutions. Correctional staff did. Because we don't leave, they do. This is not a blame game. It's a call to action to save the lives of inmates. Quote, the forgotten ones, end quotes. It's time to change the systemic abuse that's been going on in CDCR for decades. They are all complicit in each other's lack of actions at CDCR. As I said, it's systemic, and it's abuse from the very top administration all the way down to the correction officers. The culture in CDCR has to change completely. Protocols, orders, and directives are issued by CDCR department heads, but are ignored regularly somewhere along the chain of command by those who are supposed to enforce them because they don't agree with what they're told to do, don't care, or a combination of both. CDCR department heads come tour facilities on a known date, and when they arrive at these facilities, all the staff are told to be on their best behavior and get in character because upper administration, such as warden, CDCR director, or other department heads are touring a facility to see how conditions are and to see if their protocols, orders, or directives are being followed and adhered to. The facilities put on a show and act like it is. I know this to be a fact because while being an inmate worker at San Quentin, I've been advised by a corrections officer, quote, the warden in Sacramento CDCR are walking around today trying to see the conditions at San Quentin and come up with plans to keep y'all inmates safe during this pandemic. I don't know exactly where they're scheduled to visit units, but I need y'all inmate workers to clean the first tier with the bleach so the clean bleach smell is strong in the unit, end quotes. All of the staff become complicit in the actions and words of this correction officer that I'll leave unnamed. It falls on the shoulders of the CDCR department, heads, director, etc., because one, during a tour, they, CDCR, don't take into account that they should talk to the inmates housed in this San Quentin in all facilities to get a better consensus of what is truly going on. Two, some of the people that are now in administrative positions for CDCR in Sacramento have worked as corrections officers in some capacity and know the culture that exists among the officers and higher ranking staff at facilities and that the culture needs to change. Three, CDCR department heads know from past scandals, grievances that are ignored, and the lack of results that their CDCR orders have and are being ignored. There needs to be drastic changes made and a complete overhaul of CDCR. CDCR, from the director down to the corrections officers, need to be held accountable for their actions and lack of actions. Personally, I believe in law and order. Without law and order, the world would be in complete chaos and turmoil. All officers and public officials take an oath to uphold the law, whether it's in society or an institution that houses the convicted. Officers and the administration above them are bound by a code of conduct. Where morals, honesty, and integrity is a must. Following the rules and guidelines is part of the duty. We all make mistakes, but when you callously choose to go against what's right for inmates and their safety while being housed in CDCR facilities, there has to be a change. A change in the way the system is being ran and who's running it if the gatekeepers can't seem to do their job right. There are some that may perceive me as just an inmate or a number on a roster, but I am much more than that. I'm a member of society that broke the law, but I wasn't sentenced to death by COVID-19, and that's what will occur if you keep me and many others with serious health issues housed where COVID-19 is rampant, which is all CDCR facilities. If the COVID-19 pandemic is said to plague society for the next year or two, that means there will be more outbreaks in CDCR due to employees coming and going. There's no such thing as a pandemic in prisons, only an epidemic because of how we are housed and overcrowding. I implore the powers that be in California, the governor, mayors, senators, assembly members, and the CDCR director and secretary to come together and come up with a real plan for combating COVID-19 in California prisons and true prison reform. There are a lot of lives at stake, and poor planning and non-actions won't accomplish the outcome of protecting the inmates and staff at all 30-plus CDCR prisons. I am a father, a son, a fiancé, a brother, and a friend. I am somebody, and I believe I deserve the right to be treated fairly, with respect, and protected better, especially during the times of COVID-19. You can't preach justice if you're truly only practicing just us. I reiterate, we all matter, and the time for change and real reform is now. Please help us. Don't just continue to place a Band-Aid on a gaping wound. Sincerely, Larry Williams, number G61205.